My name is Frank Legner. I'm with the Illinois Soybean Association, and I'm part of their ambassador program, which is to get young Illinois soybean growers active in communicating between what happens as far as the organizations do to help promote soybean uses and how farmers' checkoff dollars are used in order to help advocate to them to help get the word out between farmers and organizations.
All right. And can you tell me a little bit about your trip? You went to Central America with the World Initiative for Soy and Human Health. Can you tell me a little bit about your trip and also that project?
Well, we went to Guatemala first in the Guatemala City. And when the first thing we did was we went to a Rotary Club meeting where they displayed the mechanical cow, which turns soybeans into soy milk. And then they're able to also use the byproduct of that machine and use it in different things like breads and other types of baking goods in order to help utilize everything for protein and other diet type of essentials that people need. And that was generally geared towards the poorer populations of Guatemala and also the kids. Right now the schools are using the mechanical cows here or there in order to give the kids some nutrition in as far as the milk goes. And from what I understand, the one school gentleman that we talked to, the girls get a glass of soy milk every day after recess. And he said that they've seen better attendance, you know, not so many sick days. Even when there was a little epidemic going around the city as far as there was something in the water, he noticed that as far as his school went, there weren't as many absentee kids compared to the other schools in the area. And the other thing that they did at this meeting was they did we did like a think tank. They proposed some questions because they're viewing this as maybe a potential growth opportunity to maybe bring this into the culture as a whole, you know, where people eat more soy as an alternative to maybe, you know, meats for their source of protein. And they were talking about, you know, how do they get it in, what kind of infrastructure they need in order to house these machines. And if they get it housed, then what kind of, you know, how do they market it and how do they generate a market for it? Because from what I gather, there is a little bit of a price increase compared to regular milk, but the benefits of educating the people that buy the groceries, how they would be able to benefit from the extra nutritional value. And so that was the last half of the Rotary meeting was, that was kind of how they were looking at it, beyond just helping out the malnutritioned sectors of Guatemala and the children.
And from your opinion, going down there and seeing the malnutrition problem in these countries, what were your thoughts when you saw these people and these kids that didn't have the nutrition that we find here in America?
You know, it's a humbling experience to see that. You want to help in any way you can, and it's nice to see that the organizations have been set up and structured in a way that they could efficiently get, you know, the funding for the projects and get that investment down to help. And you can definitely tell the difference when you go to a place where they have, you know, been blessed with being able to have one of these mechanical cows or have had these mani packs that they call that are textured soy products with some seasoning and Cargill and the Fibretto Foundation have got together, and you know they've sent them down to help also aid in kind of another way to get soy into the children's diets in order to help beyond just the milk itself. So you know, it is something that I'm glad that you know these companies are taking initiative to do, because they do understand that if they want to better the overall well-being of the country, that they need to start with the kids, because they're the future. So in order to have a bright future, you got to have bright kids coming out of school systems, and they're going to have kind of a step behind if they're worrying about being hungry.
And do the soy ambassadors plan to make more trips to Central America, maybe follow up and see progress as it's being made with this project and the soy initiative? Do you plan on taking more trips down to see what the work is doing continually?
Well, the ambassador program probably will not be going back down. The ISA as a whole will send more representatives down to view. And they're in association with the American Soy Association as well. And it's kind of a collective group where, you know, people like David Headley and others will coordinate in order to keep a heartbeat on it, because it was part of their initiative to do that in coordination with the ASA. And then also with other soybean growing states, you know, there was a representative from Michigan and Iowa. So we all just kind of went as state representatives for the American Soybean Association.
And is there anything else that you'd like to add about your trip, or maybe about future projects that the ISA will be working on, or the ambassadors?
Just that. Beyond the Guatemalan trip, we did go down and see, we also went to Nicaragua, and we went to a nutrition fair for the children, and it was promoting soy, where the people went and saw, like, where they use textured soy products as well. And believe it or not, if you've ever had Spanish rice that comes in a pack that you can kind of boil and use, it looked just like that. And I actually had some. It was really good. But it was amazing to me to see at this fair, there were several different dishes. There was soy milk from a company called Cafe Soluble. The brand of the soy milk was actually Del Soya. It was really good. And it amazed me. The kids knew, you know, which tent was giving out food at what particular time, because they all didn't give out food at the same time, and the kids would travel from tent to tent in order to try everything, and they really seemed to like it, and it was real enjoyable because it was a school of agriculture. So we actually got to see where the Fibretto Foundation is trying to help them grow papaya, dragon fruit is what we called it, but kind of the outskirts there to help a little bit of agriculture, and then we got to see some festive dancing. But as far as other projects that are going to go on, we kind of get those rolled out to us as they come. We just get to see a little bit of everything in our two-year program. That way, at the end of our two-year program, we've been seasoned enough to be able to get in depth with these types of nutrition assistance programs, like the World Food Initiative. That way we're well-rounded enough to help make a difference after our 2 years if we are lucky enough to get on a board of directors for an agricultural organization.